Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Maureen Farrell back on the show. Maureen's with Forbes. She's one of the great writers over at Forbes, and she's here to talk to us about some of the biggest risks that you and I face in our businesses. Like, we need another list like that, right? Seriously, these are some things that you and I need to make sure we're thinking about, and probably there's one or two in here that you and I haven't thought about. She's back now. Maureen Farrell, welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Great to be back.
So you came up with a list of 14 things that are the biggest risks to our business. Talk to us about that.
Sure. So, I mean, clearly we're in some risky times right now, and a lot of small businesses are seeing unforeseen risks, but there are some things you can do ahead of time, risk models you can build into your business just to make your business much sounder and safer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for example, different consultants I spoke to said you want to build these risk models in, and a really key one are cash flow assessments.
Right.
And that's really the number one problem that every small business owner runs into or causes the downfall of the most small businesses and big businesses, clearly, too.
Right, right.
So,
there's no question about it. I mean, one of the things that I've seen as I go around talking to small business owners doing speeches, you know, one of the things I've been telling them is cash has always been king, but today it's the emperor.
Exactly. That's very true right now. I mean, credit's tighter than ever. It's loosening up a little bit, but it's not back where it was.
Right, right.
So you need to really mind your cash flow. And I think a lot of problem that some small business owners have is that they're not close enough to their cash. Maybe you delegate it to your accountant or your CFO.
Right.
And you as the CEO, if you run a small business, you need to know where your cash flow stands every day, every month, every quarter. So, like you say,
One of the things that I recommend, and I've been doing this for a long, long time, is that small business owners need to learn how to develop and use a cash flow spreadsheet, an electronic cash flow spreadsheet, which is basically your operating statement without the depreciable items and the amortized items.
Mm-hmm.
And you build it. You have revenue, and then you have expenses. You have beginning cash. You have ending beginning cash at the top, then revenue, then expenses, and then ending cash at the bottom. And then you roll the ending cash over to the next month. And if you learn how to build one of those, Maureen, a 12 month cash flow statement. If you learn how to build that, you'll be able to plug in when the seasonal items and the seasonal times. When is an annual bill due? When is a big contract likely to pay off, et cetera, et cetera. And what that does is it helps you to project when you're going to need more cash when you don't have it, and tells you, you know, when, how to budget. It tells you when you're going to need to call your banker. If you call your banker 30 days before you need the money, you'll be a hero. If you call your banker the day you need your money, you look like a dummy.
Exactly. I think that's great advice. And it's not that complicated, but I'll tell you what
though, Maureen, 9 out of 10 small business owners don't do what I just said.
I think that's
and unfortunately, their accountants, this is something I'm indicting CPAs on. CPAs ought to be helping their small business owners with these more often. They don't do this enough.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons, Maureen, is because this, I'm talking about the future. Where are we going in the future? CPAs don't like to talk about the future. They really only like talking about the past.
Yeah, and you have to be connected.
Yeah.
The CEO has to be connected to cash flow.
Yep.
Critical.
So, what else?
So another thing along these lines, but a little bit different, is you really want to manage your pipeline. So that's sort of a different way of looking at the same thing. Maybe you want to have one metric that's very tangible to you. Say it's a backlog of orders. You need to always have 90 days of a backlog of orders to keep your business healthy.
Right.
And you want to pay strict attention to one metric like that that's key to your business. And if that starts to dip down, if it gets to, you only have 60 days of back orders. So many entrepreneurs are so focused on the present or a few weeks out and getting those orders fulfilled. It's easy to lose track of things slowing down.
Well, this is what happens when we start fighting. We go into crisis mode. We go into crisis management mode. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to continue this, folks. When we come back with Maureen Farrell right after these messages. We're going to talk a little bit about how to avoid crisis management and keep your pipeline a little bit more robust. It's 20 Till. Maureen Farrell and I will be right back. Stay with us. New York's bad. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you, including a poll question, which we'd love for you to give us your response to. And all you got to do is click your answer and submit. And we don't know who you are. You don't have to give us your email address. Only thing you have to tell us who you are is only time you have to do that is if you subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon. And I encourage you to do that. And all we need is your email address. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots and lots of stuff there that will help you. Thousands of pieces of information you can read or listen to there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Maureen Farrell is with us, folks. She's one of the great writers at Forbes. And her publication, I should say her recent article on some of the biggest risks that you and I have in our business, 14 of those, is at Forbes.com. Maureen, we're talking about the pipeline, making sure your pipeline is robust. And one of the things, I was talking about crisis management when we went to the break, we're so busy dealing with the business we have in our hand in front of us, and trying to capitalize that sometimes, and especially if we're business to business, that sometimes it's hard to think about too far out in the future. But we have to find a way to partition our time so that some of what we do in any given day is for 3 months from now. And even if we're in retail, that means marketing. That means, building better customer relationships. All that's part of it, because we're going to have to eat next month and 3 months from now, aren't we?
Exactly. And, I mean, you just, like you said, crisis management, you want to avoid that at all costs. And if you're looking, you just can't focus too much on the present. You have to be present. You have to be looking down the road. And the more you understand what's coming down the pipeline, the better you can start to prepare. And if things are going south at all, you can react to them now as opposed to waiting till they're hitting you in the face.
And I'm going to come back to something we've already talked about, Maureen Farrell. There's nothing better at helping you do that than a cash flow statement, a 12-month cash flow statement.
Yes.
Will tell you, it will show you where your dips are because you're projecting revenue. And if you got to, anyway, it's, folks, that is a, if there's a silver bullet for small business, Maureen, it is the 12-month cash flow statement.
I think that's great.
Go ahead.
Advice.
What's next?
Oh, so another issue you should be mindful of, small business owners should be mindful of, is sourcing. You don't want to have all your sourcing concentrated, your vendors. You don't want to have more than 80% of your sourcing coming from one vendor.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Maureen, we all have to do this. I mean, we all get caught in this situation. And it's sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. But your point is a good one. If you can, try to avoid it.
Yes, and even if you can't avoid it, but you should. If you can't, you have one vendor, you really like your vendor, at least know who your other options are. Talk to their competitors. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a bank, just know who else could potentially lend to you. You just never know what's going to happen, and you want to at least have had conversations with competitors. Your vendors.
Right. Absolutely. What else?
So another issue, a huge one for entrepreneurs, are so-called accounts deceivable. So worse than not landing a sale is making a sale and not getting paid.
Yeah.
And that's something that entrepreneurs have to be very mindful of. Maybe it's a business, a customer that you've done business for a long time. With the market conditions as they are, you just never know when people are going to run into trouble. And you just haven't been getting paid for months. You need to keep very close track of these.
Well, my collection experts tell me that every month that goes by without getting paid increases your risk of not getting paid at all exponentially. And the more it goes past 30 days, the more it goes past 60 days, the closer it gets to 90 days, the your percentages of collecting that money get really, really small.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of small business owners just wait. They want to sort of give people the benefit of their customers the benefit of the doubt.
Well, we don't like asking people for money.
Exactly.
We like making sales, but we don't like asking people for money because they're customers. Really? It's an uncomfortable situation.
But small business owners need to call as soon as the payment is late.
Yeah.
That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
And also just not bank them into the whole cash flow analysis. You want to create another line in your ledger, a dubious account line, just so you understand
right
how it's going to affect your cash flow if these accounts don't get paid.
There you go. That's all part of that. It's all part of that cash flow statement. Is you're building in there, you know, whatever you think. You know, if you had an apartment complex, Maureen, and you were projecting your revenue over a period of a year, doing a cash flow over the year, you would have a vacancy factor in there.
Mm-hmm.
You would say, okay, I'm 100% occupied, but I'm going to go ahead and budget for 92% occupancy, an 8% vacancy. You go ahead and budget that in there, and you should do the same thing for your receivables, right?
Yes, exactly. And too many entrepreneurs count on the fact that this money is going to come in. You can't do that because there's a good chance it might not.
That's
and
right.
You don't want to be left empty-handed because of it.
And I'll tell you something else, Maureen. If you take that information, that kind of an allowance, and you show that, you build that into your spreadsheet, and you show that to your banker will, you can't imagine how much more likely your banker is to loan you money, because now they recognize that you're not in la-la land. You're not out here smoking some kind of wacky weed. You know what's really going on. Maureen Farrell and I will be right back. She's with Forbes. I'm with you. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Maureen Farrell is with us. She is staff writer for Forbes. And Maureen, I want to congratulate you. I hope you don't mind me congratulating you on this blessed event that happened to you this year.
Oh, thank you.
You had a little baby girl.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much for the congratulations.
Well, congratulations on that beautiful baby girl, and we're looking forward to hearing more about her as she grows up. So, congratulations on that. Maureen, talk to us about. We're talking about, folks, some of the biggest risks that you and I run into in running our small business. Some of the things that we need to try to be a little more out front on. What's another example in your article?
So this is a broader one, but legal risks.
Yeah.
You know, every company faces them. They're different for every company, but just think alone about compromised data. That's a huge issue. U.S. companies, as of June 1st, 2010, just in the first 6 months of the year, had 292 data breaches, exposing nearly 7.4 million documents. So there are just so many ways you could be at legal risk: faulty products, hazardous working conditions. So you just hear to be as safe as possible, you want to establish standards and protocols for everything that you do in your business, from manufacturing to record keeping to technology.
Well, there's so many things. You know, in the old days, Maureen, you just locked your doors and bought an insurance policy. Today, with the electronic stuff, and more of us are leveraging technology, we're leveraging intellectual property, intangibles, we're leveraging those more now, more and more, and hard assets less and less. So security and legal challenges and different things that we have to pay attention to like that, it's gotten a lot more complicated and a lot more sophisticated, hasn't it?
Exactly. And you might not think you're in a high-tech business, and you might not be in any way, but just using even a wireless internet, you just never know what can be exposed.
Security issues are multifaceted these days, and I'll tell you, it's frankly, Maureen, for growing small businesses, it's something that you need to assign someone to take ownership of.
I think that's a great point.
If it's an employee, if it's a contractor, but you need to assign somebody and make them take ownership of it so that they're responsible for keeping up with you know, making sure that the accounts are current and that the best practices are being performed. And you mentioned the legal part earlier. You know, that's another thing that you got to take care of. You got to make sure that you know, when you're doing contracts, don't be obtuse about the contracts. You know, may get somebody to help you understand what contracts are saying so that you don't get yourself into a bind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just want to know every word of them, way they could go wrong.
So what else?
Minimize risk again. So sudden competition. You know,
sudden competition.
You think you have, who knows who's going to come down the road, you need to be mindful of it, or maybe who's already out there going after your customers. And you know, maybe you have a barrier to entry, maybe you don't, but maybe you think you're serving your customers perfectly well, and you are, but you just never know who else is going to come in. And this, like so many other things, I think the real prescription here is just talking to your customers, being very, very close to them, and hearing what they're hearing, talking to them.
Well, yeah, especially if you haven't heard from one lately. You know, hey, how's it going? What's going on? I haven't seen you lately. Well, yeah, you know, you'll find out that they're doing something else. And, oh, really? What? You mind me asking why? Did we do something wrong? You know, whatever. But the other thing is keep your own ear to the ground. You know, industry, I tell you, one of the best ways to find out where your competition is coming from is to become part of your industry association, whether it be national, regional, or local. Because these industry associations, they're keeping their ear to the ground on what's coming at you.
Yeah, meetings, they're not a waste of time. They're critical to understanding where your industry's going. And
well, even if you only meet with them once a year, they're going to. If you're a member of the group, they'll send you publications. They'll send you notices during all, you know, maybe every week, every other day on new things that are coming down the pipeline.
Yes.
Maureen, we've got to wrap it up, but tell us how we can find your article online.
Sure, go to www.forbes.com/entrepreneurs, and it'll be up on our entrepreneurs page, or you could just look for my name and the 14 biggest risks to your business, Maureen Carroll.
So check all that out, folks, and while you're there, you can find me there as well, because we're partners, Forbes, and we are. Hey, Maureen, thanks for being here. Good job. Congratulations again on that beautiful daughter.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks, Maureen. Maureen Farrell, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.